This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 today, and we're going to pick it up in verse 11, but for the sake of context, let's step it back just a bit, back to verse 9. And where we read Paul writing to the church there in Thessalonica, he says, "Concerning brotherly love, you have no need that one write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do it towards all the brothers who are in Macedonia. But we exhort you, brothers, that you abound more and more." And now verse 11 says, "And that you make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to do your own business, to work with your hands, even as we instructed you." Now, in the Living Bible, it says, "But concerning pure brotherly love that there should be among God's people, I don't need to say very much, I'm sure, for God himself is teaching you to love one another. Indeed, your love is already strong towards all the Christian brothers throughout the whole nation. Even so, dear friends, we beg you to love them more and more." Verse 11, "This should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, minding your own business and doing your own work, just as we told you before." Now, once in a while, we run into verses like this one that are almost wholly ignored or at least rejected by the greater Christian world. This one, verse 11, is one of those terribly abused directives. I mean, really, is the greater church's massive foray today into the political arena, is that leading a quiet life and minding their own business? Is the adamant practice of a churchgoer's involvement in Facebook and other social media, wherein we gossip and we seek gossip and we detail all of our lives online for others to consume, is that leading a quiet life and minding your own business? The author Thomas Constable points out that Paul was telling the Thessalonians to be less frantic, not less exuberant. I mean, Paul is not calling us to some sort of Amish lifestyle here, wherein we shut out the world and pretend it isn't happening out there. But often, we can become so involved in the world that we essentially bear no resemblance to the faithful lifestyle that Jesus redeemed us for and that he called us to. And the fact is, many of us, well, we're just flat out still in love with the world, and our lifestyle proves it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Don't love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the Father's love isn't in him." 2 Thessalonians 3, 11 through 12 says, "For we hear of some who walk among you in rebellion, who don't work at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are that way, we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ that they work with quietness and eat their own bread." Now, make note here, to lead a quiet life in its original language means to simply be still and be quiet. Again, Luke 12, verses 42 and 43 says, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find so when he comes." Verse 12 of our text says, "That you may walk properly towards those who are on the outside and may have need of nothing." Or in the living, "As a result, people who are not Christians will trust and respect you and will not need to depend on others for enough money to pay your bills." Paul, again using this common theme in his writings, this idea of walking through life presents a clear picture of movement and active living. So living quietly here doesn't mean inactivity, doesn't mean spiritually sedentary in our lifestyle. For we are clearly called to live with purpose and with boldness. We are to be good testimonies towards those on the outside of the faith, not reflecting poorly or bringing shame upon the faith by our actions or therefore by our inactions. Perhaps the proper word here would be better interpreted, integrity. The word "properly" presented herein is an adverb, which literally means seemly, becoming, appropriately, and suitably. This too I think is often not a popular notion today within the good or Christian community. It's so, I guess I would say, old-fashioned. I mean, we often reject it on those grounds. We let the world dictate what this new standard of Christianity is. So the result of this is that we often look and act just like the world. Instead of, as 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells us, instead of coming out from amongst them and being separate in the practice of our living. The writer Richardson puts the whole matter this way. He says, credible Christians pay attention to the way they live on a day-to-day basis. A godless world looks upon those who leech off others. Non-Christians can judge us only by appearances, so our walk should fit the fashion of Christ. What kind of testimony would we have to non-Christians if they viewed us as wranglers, gossips, critics, busybodies, and lazy?
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.